This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. On the 27th day of Muharram 1443 in South Africa, corresponding to Sunday the 5th of September 2021. The Islamic economic indicators, Zakat Nisab is 7,369 rands. The minimum mahr is 369 rands and the mahr of Fatimi is 18,420. To rent. We take this opportunity to welcome our very esteemed Mufti Sahib, as well as our esteemed listeners listening to us locally, nationally, globally, as well as the directors of the various radio stations and the sound engineers as well. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Jazakallah khairan once again for joining us on the Q&A program.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum afizwadi. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, commencing with our very first question, it's indeed very, very sad that we have heard of movie theatres opening up in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. How authentic is this and what should be our response to this fitna, Mufti Sahib?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem, amma ba'd, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I respond, let me just make one announcement. Our brother Yusuf Patel, who was with us at CII, and now he is with the Crescent of Hope. He's here in the Landmed Hospital, and he just contacted me before the program. He's critically ill. He had a heart attack and a stroke. So make dua for him and all those who are ill throughout the world. Almighty Allah grant all of them shifa. Allahumma anta shafi. La shifa illa shifa'uk. Shifa an la yugadiru saqama. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa la, out of your benevolence, grace, mercy, Allahumma shifa him, ya Rabbal Alameen. So daily we give out some charity also. So inshallah, 1 rand, 2 rand. So make dua for everybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, Dawu maradakum bi sadaqah, that give out one type of dawa and medication for those of you who are ill and sick, and that is with charity in cash and kind. So that was the announcement. Allah grant all of them shifa-e kamil. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the question, is it authentic? Yes, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. We've been to the Haramain Sharifain. We've built a very good context, mashallah, in Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama. And I verified it with them. They said, yes, it is true. So now, what does the Quran Sharif teach us? What does the Ahadith Mubarakah teaches us? So Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 8, Surah Anfal, verse number 34. Chapter 8, verse number 34. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَمَا لَهُمْ أَلَّا يُعَذِّبَهُمُ اللَّهِ. So why should Almighty Allah Jalla Wala not punish them? وَهُمْ يَسُدُّونَ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. And remember, they are the people who prevent others from the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarrama. And this was for the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the idol worshippers. They prevented Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Sahaba, 1500 of them approximately, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. It was the month of Zulqa'dah. It was the 6th year after the Hijrah. The place was Hudaybiyah, nowadays called Shumaysiyah, out of the Haram. And there they prevented Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam from performing the Umrah and the Sahaba, and they said, you must come the next year, the 7th year. Lo and behold, in the 7th year, in Zulqa'dah, the Umratul Qadha was performed. So Almighty Allah says, so why should Almighty Allah not punish them? وهم يسدون عن المسجد الحرام, and they prevent people from coming to the Haram Sharif. وما كانوا أولياء, and they are not fit to be the trustees, remember, of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, referring to those people at that time. Now Almighty Allah states, who is eligible to be the trustee and the people who can oversee the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa and the holy cities? In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaquna walakinna aktharahum la ya'lamun. So in nafiya, if you know Arabic, so it means none of them are worthy except if you are the awliya'ullah, you are the friend of Almighty Allah, and none will be the trustees and the friends of Allah except if you have taqwa and true piety, Allah consciousness. But majority of the people do not know so, do not know about it. Chapter 8, verse number 34. Let us just take last year and this year. We see in 2020, 1,000 people perform Hajj, locals only. This year, 60,000 people perform Hajj, locals only. Question number one, is that permissible that you prevent everybody else from performing Hajj and so forth when the world, their sports and their activities and everything is going on? Definitely haram and unacceptable. That's crime number one. Crime number two, the authority have mentioned that they reject the ahadith, ahad. They only want to accept ahadith mutawatira, meaning that the ahadith that they feel they want to accept, they will accept, and the ahadith they want to reject, they reject. That is kufr. That puts you out of the fold of Islam. Third one, you must remember, building sanamas, establishing sanamas right there in Medina Munawwara and so forth. So you must remember that that disqualifies them. They can never be the trustees of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, and they can never be the trustees of Medina Munawwara and so forth. The Quran is saying what is the criteria. Chapter number 8, verse number 34. Almighty Allah warns us, وَمِنْ لِلْمَدِينَةِ مَرَضُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ, that in Medina Munawwara some people are such that they continue and persist with their nifaq and hypocrisy. وَمِنْ أَهَلِ الْمَدِينَةِ وَمِنْ أَهَلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَضُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ, you don't know them, Ya Rasul Allah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ, we know them. سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَى عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ, in this world we're going to punish them. And twice we will punish them. Look at the punishment today. Remember the humiliation and disgrace. Look at our Taliban. They made all the sacrifices. And what happened? Almighty Allah brought for them, gave them $90 billion US dollars worth of arms, ammunition, helicopters, planes, and what and what. And more the Arab tenpot dictators going to try and appease the West and the non-Muslims, the more and more humiliation. Humiliation in Yemen, humiliation Jamal Khashoggi, humiliation upon humiliation. ثم يردون إلى عذاب عظيم, and then they'll be returned to a big, big, grievous punishment, terrible, horrible punishment. Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 101. I told you on 100 occasions already that we, if we are true Muslims, then we don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. وَالْحَقُّ وَحَقُّ وَيُتَّبَعْ, the truth has to be spoken. Habibuna, Quran teaches us, if you want taqwa and piety, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله, إيمان ولو أو يهو بليف, fear Almighty Allah, وقولوا قولا سديدا, and speak the truth and be straight in your speech. We don't have to worry of any person and so forth. And then Allah will forgive you your sins and your actions will become correct. Chapter 33, verses 70 and 71. And Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Abu Dharr, Umar radiallahu an, authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Qulil haqqa walau kana murra. Speak the truth, ya Aba Dhar, even though it is very bitter. The truth is bitter. Watawasu bil haqq, watawasu bil sabr. So invite people towards the truth. People will criticize you. You exercise sabr and continue with patience and perseverance. Next one. Remember that. You see, the problem is the Ummah is fast asleep today. Remember the Baytullah, the Kaaba, Musharrafa, these holy cities don't belong to any family, any government or something. All Maitullah states, wal yattawafu bil Baytil Atiq. Baytil Atiq means the house that is liberated. No family, no government can say it belongs to us. If we know our history and you know Tariqul Hajj and you know Tariqul Baytillah, then you will know this. And if you got the book, remember Fadila or Fadlul Hajar al-Aswad, the virtues of Hajar al-Aswad and the laws and so forth by Sheikh Said Baghdash, you will find everything there. You must remember that there were a group of people from the Rawafis, and they were known as Karamita. On the day of Hajj, on the 8th of Zulhijjah, remember, they murdered and they killed 30,000 people performing Hajj. And they stole the Hajar-e-Aswad. 22 years, there was no Hajar-e-Aswad there. So all this is in front of us. So you, the Ummah, me and you, remember that. We must make it clear. Today we got Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and what, I don't even know how these things work off of them. So at least we must try and expose all these crimes. You must remember that. Not in our name. You can't be desecrating the city of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ummah remain silent. It cannot happen. You are the best of Ummah. Why are you the best of Ummah? Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas. You are the best of Ummah taken out for the benefit of humanity, because you command the good and forbid the evil. That we have forgotten. We just want to say, do this, do that. We don't want to forbid the evil, because people will get upset. Governments will get upset. So what? We have to speak the truth. Chapter number 3, verse 110. So that is where we are. And any person who wants to cause harm to the people of Medina Munawwara, the Haramain Sharifain, Almighty Allah states, وَمَنْ يُرِيدْ فِيهِ بإلحاد بظلم نذقه من عذاب أليم. Allah will unleash, remember, a horrible, terrible punishment. So we make dua, Almighty Allah guide the governments, the authorities of the Arab countries, Muslim countries, that they must know the golden words of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. It was the 16th year after the Hijrah. It was the year 636 when Sayyidina Umar entered. Sufyanis and the Christians were one side. Sahaba, Tabi'in, the companions and the successors one side. And they said, Allahu Akbar. And that Allahu Akbar echoed from the mountain in front of Aqsa al-Mubarak. And Sayyidina Umar said those golden words. Ye to aab zar ke saath likhne ke qabil hai. Take water and gold and then write these words. And what is that? Nahnu qawmuna azzan Allahu bil Islam. Wa mahma natlubu ghayrahu la azallan Allah. We are a people and a nation. Allah gave us honor because of Islam. Seek any other ism and Allah will humiliate and disgrace you. That is the lesson we all must learn. Allah give one and all tawfiq.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. We take this opportunity to welcome the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, where Radio Al Ansar had come in 5 minutes into the program. Mufti Sahib was responding to a question if it has been verified about the cinemas opening in the illuminated city of Medina Al Munawwara. Do remember, podcast will be available of the Q&A program. Mufti Sahib will speak about the podcast during the Q&A this afternoon. Mufti Sahib, moving on, can Mufti Sahib please advise us, when should we scan the horizon for the crescent for the new Islamic months?
Inshallah, my brother Lucky is here opposite me, so mashallah, he will prepare the podcast. It will be in 4 parts, and inshallah, we will send it out, inshallah, by 4:30 or so, you should receive it on your phones and also phones, computers or what have you. Inshallah, Inshallah Aziz. Regarding the month, remember today is the 27th of Muharram 1443, Tuesday evening after Maghrib. We should scan the sky and remember it is 15-hour moon. In Durban, just less than 15 hours. Yeba as just over 15 hours. Cape Town, 15 and a half hours approximately. So the chances are very, very slim, but we have to do our duty, and that is to scan the skies, and we wait for our moon samis and our mancakers that inshallah they will inform us, but we also should play our role. And if it is sighted, which is highly unlikely, then Tuesday night, Wednesday will be the first of Safar. This Safar is spelled Swad Fara, Swad Fere. I'm going on a journey, so we had to Cape Town, Haman's Kraal, wherever, example. So that is called Safar, what a scene. And Safar is the month. The people in the pre-Islamic days, paganism, days of ignorance, they used to consider this month of Safar a month of suffering, a month of bad luck, a month of musibat and calamities and catastrophes. Rahmatul lil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, chapter 21, verse number 107. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. We have not sent you, ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. He, the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, la swafara, there is no bad luck in the month of Safar. There is nothing wrong with the month of Safar. All those kalas and masis and uncles, don't think you can't get married during the month of Safar, or the month of Safar brings about calamity. There's no such thing. That's a pagan belief. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Islam came to abolish it and demolish it. Then Wednesday night, inshallah, you will see the moon, and then we read the dua, Allahu Akbar, hilalu khairin wa rushdin, if it's not sighted on Tuesday night. And then Thursday, inshallah, will be the first of Safar. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala make it easy for us.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, this wife says that her husband questions any type of hadith, and how should she respond to him?
Remember, people who are reluctant to accept hadith, people who reject hadith, wali nali, according to their whims and fancies, they're out of the fold of Islam. I give you three references. Number one, chapter 16, surah 16, surah Nahl, verse 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. We reveal to you, ya Rasulullah, ya Habibullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the zikr, the reminder, the Quran Sharif. So what must you do if you know the Arabic language and you know the rudiments of it? One word is bayan, explanation. One word is tabiyin. Your function, ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is litubayyina linnasi ma nuzila ilayhim. You must explain in detail to them, the people, what was revealed for them. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and so that they can wonder, ponder, and so forth. So Allah says, أَقِيمُ salat, perform salat. So where is it mentioned, remember this amount of rakats, these are the times, and so forth. So all the details came from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You take any injunction mentioned in the Quran, siyam, fasting, zakat, atu zakat, hajj, anything. So all the details. So if a person is going to accept willy-nilly, reject willy-nilly as they want to, so they're rejecting the Quran. Almighty Allah states in chapter 53, verses number 3 and 4, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوٍ يُوحَىٰ. He, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not speak of his own desires. It is wahi and revelation which Almighty Allah sends to the Master alayhi salatu salam. Quran Sharif, the Kalamullah, the speech of Allah, is wahi and matlu. That wahi revelation that is recited in Salat. And remember, the Ahadith Mubarakah is wahi ghair matlu. We can't recite that in Salat, but both are wahi. So therefore, if a person says he's accepting Quran and rejecting Hadith or many Ahadith, hadith. So such a person out of the fold of Islam. Third one, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 59. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول. Hey, Iman Walo, oh you who believe, oh you attain faith. 89 different places Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned this phrase: be obedient to Almighty Allah, أطيعوا الله. To follow and be obedient to Allah is our aim and objective. Then Allah repeats that verb, وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ, and be obedient to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our aim and objective. وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, and the scholars of Islam and the rulers of Islam. But see in front the same verse, chapter 4, verse 59. فَإِنْ تَنَازَعَتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, when you quarrel, dispute, argue regarding any matter, any issue, فَرُدُّوهُ فَرُدُّ شَيْئًا, then refer that thing back to who? إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, to Almighty Allah, the Quran Sharif, and to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the Ahadith Sharifa. So remember, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, if you believe in Almighty Allah and the last day, all the articles of faith, it means, there أُولِي الْأَمْرِ is not mentioned. For you students, you know what is ulu uli? Ulu uli means the plural of zu. It means rulers will come and go. And remember that that's the plural. And fuqaha, jurors, will come and go. So therefore, we must follow Quran Sharif. We must follow the Sunnah Mubarakah and the Ahadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, Sufyan Thawri, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood wrote in his book, the masterpiece, every student should have it. He, Sufyan Thawri, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood was Sheikh al-Azhar. We met him also with Allah help. He had a long big beard, mashallah. He used to keep tasbih in his hand. So remember, he wrote the book Sufyan Thawri Amirul Mu'mineen. Sufyan Thawri used to address the ulama and the students. Ya milha al-umma idha fasad al-milhu fasad al-tu'am. Oh you ulama students, that you are the salt of this ummah. If the salt gets rotten, then the food also is rotten. Ya sinfa, there are two groups of people, al-ulama'u wal-umara'u. That remember, O ulama and O umara, prime ministers, presidents, amirs, rulers, when you get rotten, then the ummah gets rotten also. So all these are great, great lessons for all of us. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq to practice on the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah and understand what the Sharia is teaching us. Islam means to submit and surrender, not to pick and choose. We're not running a supermarket here. There's no such thing as part-time Muslim.
Mufti Sahib, continuing with our Q&A. Mufti Sahib, what is the translation or the meaning of Masha Allah?
Masha Allah will mean Masha Allahu kan wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. So there you will understand the whole thing. Masha Allah, whatever Allah decrees, that is what will happen. Allah decreed that today the sun rises 6 o'clock, for example, so 6 o'clock. Sunset is 6 o'clock, so 6 o'clock sunset. So Allah decreed today is a nice hot summer's day, so it'll happen. Nobody can change it. Almighty Allah decrees it must be a cold winter's day. Come, I give you a good example. You like stories, so I give you a story. In my family, it happened. So, this is my niece, right? So, my niece has a son. His name is Mahmood, Maulana Mahmood Sidat. So, I spoke to the family yesterday, was 4th of September. So, they know all the dates now, what we know. So many children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all coming now, and they're all my spiritual children, you see. So then I spoke to my niece and said that, you know, Mahmood, what? Last year, 2020, 4th September, his wife gave birth to a baby girl. And this year, 4th September, he gave birth to a baby boy. I said, Subhanallah, our Maulana Mahmood is a sharpshooter. You must remember that he knocked the jackpot. So I told the family, I said, next next year, 4th September, maybe he twins. You can't say, you know. So who is doing that, I'm asking you? The hospital? The clinic? Leave hospital clinic. I'm so happy that everything took place at home. Nothing took place in hospital and clinic. That is what we want. You must remember, revive the true teachings of Islam. Cry to Allah, and Allah will make things easy for you. So I pose a question to you. Who makes that baby gump be born on that day? And who makes that death on that day? And who? In our family, so many people passed away in this last few days. So you must remember, yuhyi wa yumit. He gives life, he gives death. Ma sha Allahu kan. Whatever Allah wants to happen, that will happen. Wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. And if he doesn't want, it will never ever happen. So America came, 47 countries came, 48 countries came. They thought they will wipe out Taliban in matter of days, everything. It never ever happened. Everyone had to run with the tail between their legs. That is all Mati Allah Jalla Wala. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives honor to whoever he wishes. He does graces whoever he wishes. So for me and you, Hafizab, you're the Hafiz of Noble Quran, MashaAllah. So we must teach the people. So you see your smart car, Hafizab. You see your wife. You see your shop. You see your garden. You see your farm. So what must we do? So we as Muslims, we have to say, Masha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. So when I teach the students, I say, when you see your wife, you see your children, you see your shop, you see your job, you see your garden, you see this. So all the bounties Allah gave, Masha Allah. Ya Allah, it is your decree, la quwwata illa billah. There is no power except Allah gave it to us. Surah Kahf, verse 18 and verse number 39. Chapter 18, verse 39. But you see, human being of his wadi, what happens, and esteemed listeners, Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and our Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. So you get the one, two sharpshooters, you know, the students. So when I teach them, so he'll pick up his hand. I say, gee, what you want? He say, no, when I see my car, I say, Alhamdulillah. When I see my shop, I say, Masha Allah. And when I see my wife, I say, Inna Lillah. Now, how's that now? So you must remember, instead of making qadr and appreciating the wife more and more, now he forgets all that because she's no more so slim and trim. She's got 3, 4, 5 children and so forth. So that is our nashukri, our ingratitude. She made so much sacrifice. She left the place of her parents. She left her home or place of birth, her siblings, to spend the remainder of her life with you. And now instead of saying Masha Allah, la quwwata illa billah, we say Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. Totally unacceptable in Islam.
What is the reason for the azan being given to babies at the time of birth and the iqamah?
Subhanallah, when they asked the ulama, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah was a genius and a giant. We don't agree with all his fatawa, but the truth needs to be spoken. If you want to know of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, you should read the second volume of Shaykh Fazilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. The second volume is dedicated in English, Saviors of the Islamic Spirit, to Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. So his beloved celebrated student is Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyah rahimahullah. Tuhfatul Mawdud fi Ahkamil Mawlud. So in there you will find all these type of things there. So the question is posed that now, mashallah, we got great grandchildren and grandchildren and lot of things happening in our families there. Last week was Maritzburg and Durban, and now is Heidelberg and like that. So mashallah, so why we give adhan right ear? Why we give iqama in the left ear? Why we take the date, you must remember, and insert in the baby's mouth and so forth? So first reason you must say, it is the practice of Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, chapter 3, verse number 31. Fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will be make you His beloved. You become the beloved of Allah, and your sins get forgiven. And if you want to know the logical reason and the hikam and wisdom, we give the adhan in the baby's ear. The first thing the baby must hear, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the majesty, the grandeur, the sovereignty, the majesty of Almighty Allah. And iqama, why? When a person dies, no adhan, no iqama. Oh my beloved baby, oh my beloved son, oh my beautiful daughter, today you brought so much joy and happiness to us, but the day will come when you will leave also. Did not Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam cry when his beloved son Ibrahim passed away when he was only 18 months old? Wa inna bi firaqika lamahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh my beloved son Ibrahim, with your separation we crying. I can no more talk to you, I can no more walk with you. So all these are lessons for us. Why we take the day tahnik? Tahnik means we insert it in the baby's mouth, the palate, and then the first thing must go into the baby's mouth. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu ma awwalu mawludin fil Madina ba'da al-hijra lil muhajirin. The first baby to be born in Madina to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Abdullah bin Zubayr to the muhajirin, the migrants. They brought him a hadith in Bukhari Sharif to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam took his busak mubarak, his mubarak saliva, and inserted in the mouth of Abdullah bin Zubayr. These are sahaba. Imagine what honor. First thing, the mubarak saliva of the master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the dates and so forth. So people come to us, we ordinary mortals, sinners, transgressors. So we say that, okay, we made dua, insert it in the baby's mouth. So the baby must take that which is halalan tayyiba, and inshallah must be meticulous, particular of the input and output. Today we don't care, majority of us, let us be honest, and always remember the dua of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda, when Hassan Basri rahimahullah was born, and he was brought to Sayyidina Umar in Medina, Hassan Basri rahimahullah, then he became the sage of the age. Then Sayyidina Umar made the dua, Allahumma faqihu fi deen, ya Allah, give him profound, deep understanding of Islam and deen, wa habibhu ila nas, and make him beloved to humanity. So that is the great wisdom.
We see Jazakallahu khairan to Mufti Saab. That brings us to the end of the first 30 minutes of this afternoon's 120 minute Q&A program. After the break, we continue.
فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Whose fatwa is this? This is not AK's fatwa or AK-47's fatwa. This is the fatwa direct from Imam Zainul Abideen. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah.
Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.